In view of what we've seen with these four major adjuvant trials of trastuzumab, sort of backtracking to a year before that, when Aman Buzdar presented his neoadjuvant data, can you talk about those data and sort of, you know, what clues you think that gives us in terms of moving forward?
Well, the Buzdar data was a study that looked at FEC and paclitaxel plus or minus trastuzumab, and the primary endpoint of that study was actually pathologic complete response rate. And there was a dramatic increase, more than doubling of the pathologic complete response rate. It was as high as 65% in the trastuzumab arm, to the point that the Data and Safety Monitoring Committee closed that study early. So a lot of people weren't even sure if it was believable. It was such a dramatic difference. But now, in retrospect, that we see that the adjuvant benefit is so dramatic, perhaps it all fits together. The way I look at neoadjuvant therapy, really, from a practical standpoint, is that, and I've always felt that in this case, we need to use the best adjuvant regimen in the neoadjuvant setting, because the most important effect of neoadjuvant therapy is, in fact, the adjuvant effect. That is the reduction in recurrence and mortality. And yes, there is the side benefit of shrinking the tumor and perhaps making the surgery easier and enhancing the rate of breast-conserving surgery. But really, the regimens we should be using in the neoadjuvant setting are those that have a proven mortality and distant recurrence risk improvement in the adjuvant setting. So I think that patients with HER2-positive tumors that are candidates for neoadjuvant therapy should, in fact, get a regimen such as doxorubicin cyclophosphamide followed by paclitaxel with trastuzumab.
I guess the controversial thing about the Buzdar approach was that the trastuzumab was given with an anthracycline epirubicin. Do you think that that's a strategy that we can pursue given the cardiac issues?
Yes, I think so. In fact, one of the explanations for the very high complete pathologic response rate has also been that perhaps there is really something to the anthracycline and trastuzumab synergy. I mean, we know there's synergy. We just haven't explored it because of the cardiotoxicity. And so it could be that epirubicin, which there is some evidence that in general it's a less cardiotoxic drug, that maybe there is something about the epirubicin-trastuzumab combination. In the Buzdar study, the cardiotoxicity rates were quite low. It was a small study. In the Finnish study, they compared docetaxel to vinorelbine followed by FEC, and then they also randomized the HER2-positive patients to trastuzumab or not. And in the group of patients that got trastuzumab, they gave the trastuzumab only during the initial phase, either the vinorelbine and docetaxel. However, there was presumably trastuzumab present at the time of epirubicin. They did not really see much in the way of cardiotoxicity either. So I do think this is something that needs to be explored further. The ACOSOG is going to be doing a very large neoadjuvant trial, very similar to the Buzdar trial. So we will have a much larger database for cardiac safety and also for efficacy in terms of complete pathologic responses. So I do think that this is a regimen that's going to need closer scrutiny, and fortunately we should have the data soon.
Is there any interest in looking at cardiac protectants and trastuzumab?
Yes, there's a couple of initiatives in that area, not only looking at cardiac protectants, but also looking at markers that may predict who's at risk, things like atrial natriuretic peptide and other markers such as those. There's also some interest in looking at polymorphisms in the HER2 receptor that might predict cardiotoxicity. There was a small pilot study that showed inherited polymorphisms in the HER2 gene, that there are certain polymorphisms that may correlate with this. And then in terms of cardioprotectants, the strategies that are being looked at are using just a less cardiotoxic anthracycline such as epirubicin or liposomal doxorubicin. Both available formulations of liposomal doxorubicin have been examined in small pilot studies and have been found to be relatively safe. So both of these strategies need to be looked at. I don't know that any of these are going to be incorporated in the near term into a large adjuvant study, but there are smaller metastatic and neoadjuvant trials planned.